Beyond the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
This is Kokodoko with Haya live from the Metropolis studios. And I should have Rosetta and Cam on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey, guys.
Kia ora.
I'm missing, look, I'm not going to lie, Cam. I'm missing having you in the studio as we usually do on a Friday.
Look, I
Look, I want to say I miss being there, but we've got so many amazing things going on right
now. But you don't. You don't care.
We're down here at Southbound, and I'm currently looking at how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. At least 14 crates of Record Store Day releases.
No way.
I can actually tell you there's 235 Record Store Day releases this year, which is...
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's feral. Unreal. That's so many.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Insane.
What's the vibe been at Southbound in the lead up to Record Store Day, Cam?
It's always exciting but stressful, you know, mm-hmm. in a good way. You're always, before any event, you know, you're always excited but stressed. Record Store Day, though, is for those who don't know, it's such an important day for independent record stores across the country and across the world.
Yeah.
It's a really great day for... just to celebrate the culture of independent record store culture.
Yep.
The whole kind of vibe of going in and supporting, you know, small indie stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buying wax, buying vinyl. It's such a great thing to do to support the music industry, to support, again, independent stores. You know, so many people love the art of collecting and... what a better day to do it than Record Store Day itself.
So true. And I must say, I feel like a fucking kid in a candy store right now. Like, I'm so stimmed, Millie. I'm a little overwhelmed, but Cam and I would love nothing more than to give you a sneak peek of some of the Record Store Day titles we're looking at right now. Is that okay?
Yep, give us a rundown.
Okay, awesome. So what we just heard was, of course, Kokoroko Live at Metropolis Studios, which we have... Is it over here, Cam? Mm-hmm. We have the live... It's like a 12-inch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, live from Metropolis Studios, Kokoroko. I bought this one on Bandcamp, and I'm thinking maybe I need to... take home the wax, which is huge.
I think you might have to. It's such a good album.
I'm going to pass the mic to Cam, and he's going to tell you about some of his favorite Record Store Day releases.
Tell me more.
Okay, so we have, honestly, A to Z. We got everything here. We got mm-hmm. Chill's release right here. Holly Cook, you pulled out before. Rosetta. Oh, yeah, that's super exciting. We've got Roy Ayers. We've got just... This is just like looking through one box. We have... Dope, which is really cool. It's mm-hmm. a No Country for Old Men. This is a release between Chuck D and John Densmore from The Doors. And what
Brown's
else have we got?
20-year
anniversary compilation of Brownswood Recordings, which has got everyone on it. It's got Kokoroko. It's got the new Xena duo. It's got Yusuf Days. It's got
awesome.
Joe Harmon Jones, Strata, Joaja, Chewbacca.
Everybody's on this record.
Yeah, we got Verlaine's in here.
Oh, yeah.
We got Studio One. Mm-hmm. We got a bit of everything, a bit of everything for everyone. Some Pixies over there.
Nadia Reed Live.
We got the Ramones.
Oh, la, la.
We got some Paramore in there for the Paramore fans. New York Dolls. Laura Marling Live. That Laura Marling album was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So the live version is going to be incredible. We got some Suede here. Really, there is everything. You know, there's something for everyone. We even got Mr. Bongo, a 7-inch box set that Rosie...
I just saw this on Bandcamp today, a new Cuban box set, Mr. Bongo, 7 inches. Five unique 45s in a limited edition box.
Okay, I'm starting to understand why you're stimming out so much, Rosie.
I feel a little lightheaded, Millie.
It might be overstimulating to listen to because there's so much here to kind of grasp. 7 inches, we've got, you know, crowd favourites. We got the Taylor Swift, we got the Olivia Dean. Mm-hmm. We got the new Leve live album, The Ethel Kane, is going to be here, which are questions that we've been getting a lot. Are mm-hmm. they going to be here? They will be. We have got a few of those. But still, the way to do it is get here early and line up. We have people coming as early as 5 a.m. sometimes. And that obviously to some people sounds ludicrous to even think of doing something like that.
No, I've thought about it since I arrived here today. Yeah. I've considered it.
I'm starting to think about setting that alarm.
Well,
I might just pitch a tent and just stay here.
Yeah, I'd just stay down there.
It could work. Honestly, yeah, some people get here so early in the morning and there's always a big line. So if you have a release in mind, it definitely doesn't hurt to get here early and line up. You know, go in knowing what you want. But also, if you can't find what you want, because these are very limited releases, so some of them we do only have a few copies of.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's not still a great day to come down and experience the kind of vibe of being here.
Yeah, because you've got 10% off store-wide.
So true. And that's an important detail to remember, Millie, because this is really just the tip of the iceberg of Record Store Day releases. Let's step out, Cam, from behind the, what do you call this, the back room?
The storeroom,
where all the Record Store Day titles are hiding, and just go out into the shop for a second because, oh man, Southbound, it's just golden, isn't it? Like, I've just stepped out and immediately laid eyes on an Arthur Verikai record. Like, that pretty much tells you all you need to know. And the Japanese jazz section. There's a section for Japanese jazz.
There needed to be a section for Japanese jazz. I really feel that. Southbound, such a treasure trove.
Yes.
But not even like a treasure trove. You don't have to hunt very hard. There's good records everywhere.
Yeah. I'm also currently looking at the On You Sound section, which I'm a big fan of. I went over to the 7-inches before and I said, this is bad for me. This is going to be a dangerous time for my wallet. There's a whole Mr. Bongo 7-inch section.
Oh, yeah.
Cam, what are some of your favourite parts of the shop?
Well, you kind of already highlighted Japanese jazz is probably my favorite little section here. I always point people over here and I'm always like, look at this, you know, like, we got
really
this, that, and that. You don't see many Japanese jazz sections. And it's not just jazz. We have a whole Japanese section. And you're finding so many great artists in there. We have Japanese artists sprinkled throughout the shop in various sections as well. We got a Ryuichi Sakamoto section over there as well. But Mr. Bongo, the world section has some really amazing labels housed within it. We've got Honest John's in there, we've got Glitterbeat, we've got Bongo Joe, Analog Africa, Mississippi Records. If any of those are sparking your interest, come on down and take a look. Again, it's 10% off all these things on Saturday, so what better day to come have a browse?
This so true. Is awesome.
I've picked up some treasures in my time at Southbound on Record Store Day specifically. So I would not sleep on Southbound this weekend.
No. Everyone. In fact, I would get up really early on Southbound.
Yes.
By the sounds of things.
Yes. And I mean, we didn't even get into the secondhand, but that's a whole nother treasure trove, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And 10% off.
Crazy. 10%
off. And am I right in thinking there's vouchers to be won?
There are vouchers to be won. So on the day, if you come on in, take a photo of your Record Store Day purchase, post it up on your social media of choice, could be Facebook, could be Instagram, tag us, showing your purchase. Wow, what a great day. Had so much fun. You're in the draw. It's just as easy as that.
Awesome. Wow. I'm sold, Cam.
And we have a voucher right now, don't we, Mel?
Yes, we sure do. We've got a $50 voucher to spend at Southbound in store on Record Store Day. And all you need is your name, your B card number, and Southbound through to 5395. It's good times.
Flash girl. Well, we've got an Ethel Cain track lined up for that special Ethel Cain Record Store Day release, don't we?
We sure do. It sounds like if you love music, and I hope all of the listeners right now do, there's something for you at Southbound tomorrow.
For sure. I'm going to try and make it back before 10, but I have to be honest, I am going to have a dig first.
Let's
and,
go.
I'm sorry to say that. I might be back, I might not, because I'm in my happy place.
I'm looking forward to
and
seeing
Southbound
what you come
Records,
back with.
142 Simon Street.
Oh, yeah. Head on down to Southbound tomorrow. Thank you so much, Cam, and thank you, Rosetta.
Thanks.
It's been lovely having you through this magic little button on the desk.
Yes. Thank you, Cam. Thank you, Southbound. Thank you, Millie. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. All righty. We're going to listen to Crush from Ethel Cain. Keep those texts rolling in if you want a $50 voucher to spend on Record Store Day at Southbound.
His window's already passed, so he's shooting at the glass, keeping guns in his locker, and he denies it like it's actually important, but he likes a shorted watch, showing up wearing black, and he knows that.
Daddy's on death row, but I'll say it with his chest out. His friends moved out, he hasn't tried coke, but he's always had a problem saying now. His older brother back to valedictorian. His mother said he's screaming, he should be more like it.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.